Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. All the other things that are there just for you, including the body of work that Grace Marie Turner has deposited with us over the years. Grace Marie is an original member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute. I encourage you to check it out at galen.org. Remind the audience, Grace Marie, of what you do, guys do.
I'd love for people to visit us at Galen, G-A-L-E-N.org. And we also run a website that really aggregates not only our work, but that of all the people who are writing good and important pieces about free market health reform, and they can go to healthreformhub.org. We call it the hub,
right.
healthreformhub.org. So either galen.org or healthreformhub.org.
Check it out.
To go see.
Grace,
and I do a weekly newsletter, and they can sign up. It's free.
Yeah, and also you encourage people to join you and to contribute to the work that you're doing.
Well, we're a nonprofit. All of our revenue sources are from contributions from people who believe in what we do. And man, is this battle not over yet?
We got a long way to go. And speaking of the battle, there are a number of ways that this health care bill can be neutralized. It can be defunded by Congress. It can be resisted by the states through the governors, through states' rights. I guess the Commerce Clause maybe is where they take this on at the state levels. It is being defied by attorneys general as a constitutional issue, right?
Absolutely right.
And then it can be repealed.
Well, that's going to take a new president who will sign
right.
it. So that's why I think this issue is going to continue to be really important.
But here's what bothers me about this. Here's what upsets me about this. Let's say that in five years from now, the end result is this health care bill wound up not being much consequence at all from a negative standpoint. But look at all the energy, look at all the time, look at all the lost opportunity that we will have had to go into to get rid of something, to neutralize something that really never should have happened.
You know,
that really upsets me.
Absolutely, and I hear that a lot. We've got problems in our health sector. Why this atrocity, this affront to the democratic representative democracy process? Why would they push this on us when we didn't want it? We are going to one way or the other get rid of this. And yet we've wasted 5 years when we could have been making progress, forward progress, wasting time. It's just incalculable.
Especially
resources.
When we already have the tools that would have been so easy to make to help Americans become healthcare customers, not just healthcare patients, in the form of health savings accounts. We could have done a couple of things, and one vote back in, what was it, 05 or 06, one vote would have given us the ability to have association health plans. We can thank the AARP for helping to kill that, and the late Ted Kennedy, he was a major force against that. But if we had passed that back in, oh, whatever that was, 5 or 6, the world would be a lot different right now with regard to health care, wouldn't it?
Exactly right. And in fact, one of my regrets is that the Bush administration, after the 2004 re-election victory, did not put health care at the top of the list. They said they did Social Security, and they got nothing. They didn't get Social Security reform. They could have made incremental steps that would have really helped us to get more strongly on the right path.
And aren't these the things? Aren't these incremental steps you're talking about? They've never gone away. They're still valid. They're still there. Aren't those the things that your caucus needs to be working on?
And they are. But you know, unfortunately, most of our time has to be spent in undoing this monstrous assault on the country with the federal government trying to take over.
So they've got to spend more time. They've got to spend their time fighting the ill effects of this bill rather than being able to be productive doing something that would actually help
America. Well, because the president wouldn't sign anything positive either because he thinks he's got the perfect health care bill.
Yeah, so, but he doesn't still think that, though, does he?
Oh, absolutely.
You think he still does?
He said that the next day. There's nothing wrong with our policies.
Wow.
We just didn't do a good enough job of explaining to these dim-witted American people what a good bill it was.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see, Grace Marie, and I know you're going to continue to keep us posted. I want to thank you again for all the hard work that you do, for the way you take this to the powers. You speak truth to the power, and I thank you for that. And folks, I hope you'll check out her website, galen.org, and support the work that she and her organization are doing. Grace Marie, have a great holiday.
And Jim, happy anniversary, and just keep up the great work. You do wonderful work.
Thanks, you too, Grace Marie. I'll see you later. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, truly a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.